For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs in the songs with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mode in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah! Morning, everybody!
Morning.
Tobin and Leroy here with you to a new week, everybody. Ahead we go.
I watched some Olympics yesterday.
Did you? What did you? Did you watch Team USA versus Serbia, or were you watching some rando sports?
I watched Team USA versus Serbia, and I'm like, oh my God, everybody, he's 39. Shouldn't somebody else be able to take up some of the slack?
I mean, in fairness, Kevin Durant took up a lot of the slack yesterday.
Oh, and I mean, in the second half, like sparingly. I mean,
sparingly? Are you kidding me? Kevin Durant came out, he was like 7 for 7. What are you talking about, dude?
I know, but you know what I mean. Like, LeBron.
Yeah, we get it. You love LeBron. We get it. You love LeBron.
No,
LeBron's
the best.
We
got to play all the damn minutes.
He's fine. Look, if he didn't want to play the minutes, trust me when I tell you, LeBron is having the most fun because he's not a playing team in the Western Conference.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's having a good time. Jason Tatum is not.
Remember him? Hey, remember that guy?
You saw, hey, what happened is exactly what I thought would happen. They put that starting rotation out there for show, and then Serbia starts scoring, and they go, hold on. AD. Bam.
Yeah, it's annoying. It's because every time you got to put, you got to do it for Joel Embiid's feelings. It's like,
why is he so bad?
Because he's a mope.
It's crazy.
He's a mope. I don't know what to tell you.
The world. Wait, here's what I was more amazed at. The world boos him.
I know. They hate him.
We're not in Miami.
I like the announcer.
We're not
like,
in New York. We're in France.
I know they go
and
to.
Every time he gets in the game, boo.
It's like they go to the sideline reporter. Her name escapes me, but they're like, she's like, if you're hearing that smattering of boos, just so you know. The French thought that he was going to play for them. And then so it's like, oh, so everybody hates him. America doesn't want him on there. The French are mad because he never went there. Cameroon doesn't have a team. Terrible. But they gave Serbia that work yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. Nico hit a three. I was like, uh-oh.
I thought Nico was going to be on fire, and that was the only shot that he hit.
Well, until they brought that second group in.
That was all.
Until they brought Mike White, AD, and Bam.
It's not Mike White, dude.
I mean Derek White.
It's Derek White. and it's Emmanuel Ogba.
Oh, okay.
Just so we're clear, just for the rest of the week, Jonathan Ogden does not play defensive end for the Dolphins. Let's get to our headlines. Brought to us by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Speaking of Dolphins, the pads go on today, Leroy. Oh,
now we can talk.
The pads.
Well, yeah,
you're just gonna say it's just training camp. Even if I say
no.
So if I do stock up, stock down today, you'll count it.
No, I'm not. But here's the deal: how can you get a valid indication of how a guy's pass rush is versus how a guy's block is if they don't have no pads on?
You can tell. I was
okay because I played without pads.
Yep.
And I thought I was a Hall of Famer
because
nobody could tackle me.
I'm telling you, yesterday I saw Jalen Wright and I saw stride. And this guy, he's got stride. And I'm like, there's something to him. Something about him.
Stride?
Stride. He's got a stride to him, you know? Like, you just, you know, you can just.
First of all, most positions in football.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a long stride, you're not very good.
So no, it's like a style.
No. Yes.
A style to him, dude. I'm just saying.
Everything in football is chop, 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 cut, move.
Yeah.
So the fact that you're saying somebody has a long stride.
Well, he got out in that open field.
400?
He had that open field and he had that stride going. I was like, oh.
Okay, that's different, though.
Look at him.
He got good type and speed.
Yeah.
But that's not really football.
Well, I don't know.
What makes Tyreek so good?
Everything.
Besides being fast, change of direction, stop and go.
Mm.
It's not stride. When you say somebody has a long stride, you're not complimenting them in football.
No, I'm complimenting them. I'm telling you, I saw something.
Okay.
I saw something there from the rook.
Okay.
I saw something there from the rook.
Every single test you watch at the combine is all about quickness, shuttle, change of direction.
Mm-hmm.
So if you say he has a long stride.
I didn't say he had a long stride. I just said he had stride.
Stride. Bob, I ask you, what does that mean?
Just like something about him. The way he runs is artful, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
I get it, dude.
Yeah, you get it, right?
Some guys have stride. No, you ever see a guy just like, whoa, he's got stride.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's
just something like he just runs with grace.
Yeah,
he runs with grace.
All right, Frankie Beverly.
It's like stride.
He's back in stride again.
See? Sometimes it happens.
Toby has no idea what I'm talking about.
I wasn't listening.
And
I was
you only have to go to a black barbecue to know what I'm talking about.
I'm telling you, dude, there was something about it. It was a great day out there. You know, a lot of innovation.
While you were watching stride, I was winning championships.
You won your golf tournament?
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you.
Whoa,
did you win
Leroy
with Lusaka Polite?
Yeah.
No, I won with Leroy.
Oh.
It was regular stroke Solo? Play.
You get some hardware. You get a gift certificate.
Yeah.
What do you win?
Yeah, what we got? Hardware.
Oh, what do you win? You win a watch? You win a trophy?
A trophy.
Can I see it?
Yeah, come on. You got to have the trophy. You can't talk about the trophy.
I'm so happy.
Wow.
Hey.
Look at him.
My boy.
Two people defying age. LeBron James, Leroy Horde.
There you go.
No, I'm not defying age. I was in my age group.
Oh, okay.
I'm not defying age.
Yeah, so no, it was a good.
It was weight classed.
It was good vibes yesterday. You know, Tua obviously got paid, and so it was his first practice after getting paid. Comes out
there.
How
about him coming out talking to the crowd?
I know. Wow. I know. They gave him the microphone, and he gave everybody the Jerry Maguire. Show me the money. Apparently, it was a dare.
Right.
Because everybody's like, that's not very Tua-like.
I know, but
show me the money.
Yeah, people were crazy. He could have said whatever he wanted to.
Yeah.
People would have gotten nothing for him.
You know what? That's what made this so hard. Because as much as people say the negative stuff about Tua, everybody likes Tua.
The crowd was crazy for him yesterday. And then
everybody likes Tua.
McDaniel was trying to give everybody a show going deep early, but Waddle dropped him. Blew it.
Before you put Fat Cat Syndrome on him.
No, I'm just letting you know. He was right in his hands. We all saw it.
Can I just say, if somebody get a check and they drop a ball or make a mistake, you are quick to put them in the Fat Cat Syndrome.
Well, listen, they're on notice now. I mean, I will be on...
For one drop ball?
I will be on high... Well, he cooked...
Camp?
No, I mean, like, look, he cooked Jalen Ramsey in one-on-ones yesterday. So there was that. But,
By the way,
he did kind of ruin the show.
Can I say this?
What?
One-on-one is so unfair to the defensive back.
Well, it's tough.
It's tough because, like, you're not, like, listen, you understand football is in the context of the play you're running, right? So to take one guy and just put him on the field and say, run her out.
That's right.
Right? Yeah. With no pass rush, no nothing.
Took a really good throw to get it out there, too. It's Jalen Ramsey. He is good.
Hey, are we still saying Tua has a weak arm?
Huh?
There's still people that say he has a weak arm?
Are there people that say that?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't his arm yesterday. It was the lobster hands from Jalen Waddle.
Wow. Lobster hands.
Couldn't bring in that touch.
That's all right. It's camp, dude. It's camp.
Cap for Life says his son playing with the Dolphins logo in the background was pretty cool. Dude, that was the most adorable part of yesterday. Too, his whole family was there for his press conference. And his son, his own little baby tadpole, he was running roughshod. He goes,
"Goosey's galore.
This is my press conference. I will stand where I please." And so he just kept leaning up against the back of the podium, the background. Then he like snuck behind the podium. And you know, too, is trying to keep a straight face, but it's impossible because your toddler's doing adorable stuff.
That's great.
And you really, and in any of those instances, if you have kids, you know, there gets to a point in anything that you're doing where you have no damn control over what he's doing or she's doing. And you're thinking like, how much longer? Right, that's what he was probably thinking. Yeah. How many more questions?
That attention span expires at a certain point.
He started. But look, that's Tua.
Yeah,
laser focus. 20-minute press conference. He handled it.
Yeah,
he handled it like a champ with his baby there. He's like, can somebody get this kid some Bluey?
Yeah,
yeah. I'm glad he got taken care of.
It was a good day. It was a good vibes day.
If you know, we could have avoided a lot of this by doing it a week early, but
yeah, it was. It did seem like a lot.
It was weird. You went through all that headache the first week just to get it done. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like,
and Jordan Love, right, they got done within like 3 hours of each other.
Yeah, well, Jordan Love, like that. Like, you want to talk about people that should have a complaint? He literally has been playing 1 second. Right?
Very
rich. He sat for 2 years or 3 years.
Yep.
Before the season started, everybody had questions. Can he even be the guy? Right? Had a good year. And then boom, one good year paid. You've seen more out of Tua than they've seen out of Jordan Love.
Al Mago says, kids walking around with a pacifier. Grow up, Peter Pan.
That sounds like something Smeaton would say.
Yeah, I did notice that, though. As I'm trying to transition off of pacifiers, I was like, oh, Two still has it. Not that bad. Not that bad.
Two's not that bad.
Not that bad.
Two's not that bad.
Yeah. I got crazy. Like, so my daughter used to suck her finger, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she had to get braces and whatever. And my wife said, we were saying, hey, you're going to have to stop once they put the thing in, sucking your finger, cold turkey. You might as well, why don't you try to stop now? She goes, I'm good. She got the braces and never sucked her finger again.
Wow.
Just that, like that.
How about that?
Cold turkey. No big deal, no nothing. I'm like, wow.
I remember my daughter had the pacifier for a very long time, Marcos. Very long time. I think like up to like pre-K and like was like riding. Really? And I remember my wife said that she would like ride in the back, obviously take her to school. And like she finally reached the point, I think my daughter hit a level of shame where she was hiding the blanket over the pacifier going to school.
Wait, she was bringing it to school?
A lot of kids
would like give it a couple little more and like, then put it in their pocket.
In the car. Like, yeah, so she would hide it in the car and be like, you think it's time to like pray? She goes, yeah, it's time.
Yeah, I noticed that we had a problem for sure.
She knows I shouldn't be doing this. But it really comforted me. You know what? You know the other thing that usually gets kids? All of the other kids are going to make fun of you.
Exactly.
And here's the one. Hit them with the big kids line.
Oh, yeah.
None of the big kids are sucking the pacifier.
Yeah.
Are you a big kid?
It was funny, man. My son never even used it.
Never
even. Never.
Was he thumb or was he nothing?
Nothing.
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 Yeah. Like, I wasn't nothing either as a kid. I didn't.
All right. Headlines brought to you by the New Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Lots to get to. We will dive into a very, very busy weekend down here in South Florida sports. Back with more after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They know about that, Leroy.
Come on. Frankie, Bradley, and Maze.
Come on now.
Back in stride again.
All right, welcome back.
That's a barbecue, a cookout special.
Actually,
any Frankie, Beverly, and Maze?
Yeah, Tobin was doing the electric slide. I had to tell him to sit down. We're back. Sorry.
You know, somebody going to say, oh!
That's it. They just break it.
Whoa! Y'all don't know nothing about this. Somebody always got to say that, too.
Yep.
That's why we played it, old man, because we do.
This before your time.
Yeah, before my time, yeah.
Dolphins continue training camp today. You know, getting to the nitty-gritty of camp.
Hey, let me refresh y'all. Dolphins start training camp today.
No.
Before it's been light workouts.
That's not true. It's training camp, dude. Okay?
Okay.
It is training camp. You know, even when there's no clatter, it all matters. All right?
Oh.
Wow.
Hey.
What do you mean? Come on. Clatter of pads.
Without no hitting, you ain't got bleeping.
What? Oh, I think it did.
It did. You want me to? You want me to make it right?
No. We're good.
I added into the end of it, and it rhymed just fine.
Ooh, come on! Wow. Here we go.
Listen. I understand everybody excited about camp and seeing you guys running around or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, in order to get a valid assessment of certain positions, there has to be some contact so you can see, one, how a player responds to it, right? Because what Tyson say, everybody got a game plan until they get hit.
He did say that.
Right. You can bust in the mouth a couple of times. Are you still going to be that pretty running in tights kind of player that you were?
Curtis Blades didn't have a plan after he got punched this weekend because his plan was the fight is over.
Ooh, gasoline hands over there.
Well, he walked that back.
What?
Said it was a prank. He said too many kids were doing it.
Oh, that's why he had to walk it back.
I don't know if he really did it.
He didn't win?
He saw the video.
Oh, no. Gas hands won.
Easily?
Easily.
Oh, my goodness.
Every fight he wins is in a minute. It's ridiculous.
Oh, really? He put him...
killing everybody.
Wow.
The main event sucked.
I mean, it was very underwhelming.
I mean, what did you expect?
Yeah, that's fair.
Bilal Muhammad and Leon Edwards had the most Bilal Muhammad, Leon Edwards fight in the history of man.
Yeah.
But new champion.
Who, Leon Edwards won?
No. Leon Edwards lost. He lost the decision.
A decision.
Yeah.
So that means that it was boring.
But it wasn't even like it was Bilal Muhammad. He's very good at winning fights, but like never a threat of the fight really ending, never really a threat of him beginning a submission. Basically,
in other words, hard for him
time.
To be it's really hard for him to be the main card. Because there's no excitement.
That's the whole thing. Everybody was like, we don't want this guy to be champion because he's not very exciting. But he's very good at winning. He's very good at winning. So is GSP.
We used to say it about Floyd.
Yes.
Till people start rooting for him to lose, and that's why they went. They didn't go to watch Floyd fight because nobody could hit Floyd.
The exciting thing yesterday, Leroy, we got to see some wrinkles yesterday at camp.
Wrinkles?
Yeah, some wrinkles, dude. You can't just have a clean playbook, all right? Every once in a while, you need to have some wrinkles. And yesterday, we saw some wrinkles, dude. That was the exciting thing. Pads or no pads, there were some wrinkles.
Damn.
Yeah, you want to know what they did, Marcos?
What'd they do?
Jonnu Smith in the backfield.
Whoa!
Never saw it coming.
Dang. That's a wrinkle.
Wrinkle, dude.
That's a wrinkle.
Using the tight end.
Yeah.
In the backfield.
Jonnu, hey. Kind of old.
Hey, mm-hmm. hey.
Little Debo Samuel?
Hey, no.
What?
Okay, wrinkle. Listen.
Wrinkle.
Hear me out on this.
Not a good fullback, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
There is a number of different positions on the field you can do the same thing. And for people like you who get excited seeing somebody line up in a different spot.
Oh, it's exciting.
What he has to do on that play may be the same wherever he is.
No. It was way different, dude. Because I'm telling you, this was a wrinkle. You know, it was a wrinkle to the play.
Okay.
And you know, I was talking to my.
I just realized that we cannot watch football together.
That's not fair. Because it was
a wrinkle.
Like, I was
dude.
That's a football term.
Hey, wait. Can I just say this? When I play football, I have lined up in the slot, in the backfield. At the end of the line of scrimmage, right? All to get people to do what you're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
It never changed my responsibility on that play, but because I was lined up in a different spot, sometimes defenses start hyperventilating like you are right now.
Oh, dude.
Hence, that is the point of offense.
No, I'm telling you, dude, look, there was no starch in these sheets. It was a wrinkle. And I'm telling you, I was talking to my, you know, I don't mean to name drop, okay, but, you know, as a journalist, boots on the ground. I was boots on the ground yesterday. I was boots on the ground. And I was talking to my friend, Jeff Wilson Jr., who had the, He had the orange jersey yesterday. And I was just asking my boy, Jeff, I was like, hey, El Jefe, let me ask you something, dude.
What?
Same offense? Because he's been in the Mike McDaniel offense longer than anybody. Back to San Fran days, okay? Mm. Mike McDaniel scouted Jeff Wilson. Nobody knows Mike McDaniel better than Jeff Wilson, okay? Wow. Now, he may still not make the team. But either way.
What?
I was asking him, and I was like, hey, is there some more evolution to this coming, or is it kind of you guys are just doing it better? He goes, oh.
Cool.
Mike McDaniel keeps us on our toes. We got new things. We're constantly learning. Because Mike McDaniel's mind is always working, dude.
Can I tell you?
Yeah. Always working, Leroy.
Can I tell you from an offensive standpoint?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I hate doing this because it just makes, like, it's like trying to explain offensive football to Rebecca.
That's not fair, dude. I mean, we got wrinkles.
Listen. Every offense has about 10 to 20 plays. You run each of those 10 to 20 plays out of maybe five of different offense schemes or lineups or whatever, however you want to put it, personnel or whatever.
Of course.
To a defense.
You're not saying anything new to me.
That looks to a defense, that looks like you have 200 plays.
Yeah.
Right? So the fact that you see somebody lining up in a different position doesn't change anything for the offense.
I respectfully...
It changes it for the defense, which is the point. That's why you do that when people are there to watch.
Respectfully, J-Dub disagreed.
J-Dub.
Yeah.
Hey.
All the change in the keeping on the toes to them...
Mm.
Is this fact. You're not just going to line up at one position. But if you line up in a different position, you better know what to do.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Keeping an offense on their toes. It's not a different playbook.
No, there's wrinkles, though, dude. It's a lot like a...
It's not a change.
It's not a change. It's just a wrinkle. It's like a bulldog, offense, you know?
You know? Third year of the offense. Need some more wrinkles.
Well, I tell you what.
You can't have everybody catching up to what you're doing.
No. No, I'm not doing that.
What do you mean?
I'm not. You have, in 10 minutes, have basically made what I've learned in all my years of football and got these people thinking that I don't know what the hell I'm talking.
No, it's not. That's not what I'm saying. I respect your football knowledge.
I'm telling you exactly what it is.
Yeah. I was just
it's not a new offense.
Different strokes. You know, I was just getting another opinion from another running back. That's all.
Here's what they did. Mm. They got somebody and they brought somebody in that's versatile enough that they can move him around, yet still put him on the end of the line of scrimmage to play regular tight end.
Exactly.
But he's still going to be doing all of the things that all the other tight ends before him did in this offense.
Sure. It's a lot like, you know, you're watching like Law and Order. We know how the show's going to end, but you need to have a different plot line to get to where you're going.
Yep. You know what else has wrinkles?
Do you have to go to the Pac-12 media day? No,
this doesn't exist anymore.
Exactly. Just go out there and wait. I'm here at the Pac-12. And we have, who we got? Oh, Snoop Dogg just walked by.
Snoop, weren't you just at the Olympics?
Yeah. Hey, I don't think they were ready for Snoop Dogg on their Olympic broadcast.
Davey says, send his ass to Big East Media Day.
Oh, yes. I know. Come on.
What?
Like, I'm telling you. Listen, I'm telling you. Like, that was the coolest thing about, and the reason why I know this, it was one of the coolest things about playing offense in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Because no matter what formation you were in, wherever you were on the field, you had the responsibility of that position on the play. So Randy and Chris, if Randy had run 3-9 routes, right, him and Randy would just switch, and Chris would run the 9 route, and everybody thought, oh, my goodness, Randy's in the slot.
Right.
Oh, my goodness, they're running a new play. No, we're not.
Yeah, but that's not a different play. It's just a wrinkle.
It's not a wrinkle.
It's a wrinkle.
Randy was tired.
It's a wrinkle. It's just a wrinkle.
That's it.
Yeah.
Sometimes the coaches didn't even know. But that was the whole point. If where you were on the field determined what you did, not the formation, you know, not, you know, they say, oh, in this formation you had this and this one. No, they'd say, call a formation and call a play. Everybody should know what to do. That's how we have to learn our offense. So, like, yeah, calm down.
I saw a
real. But I do believe, I will say this.
Hmm?
What Jonnu Smith does is give them more flexibility in their ability to do a lot of the same things, but have more of a threat at that position. So that's why they're moving him around, because as you did, they want the dumb defense to be looking too. While Tyreek was right by him.
I mean, he had the ball. Like, there was, what do you mean? Where do they want to be looking?
I'm just telling you. That's why you do that, because you want the defense to be paying attention to Jonnu Smith instead of Tyreek Hill or Jalen Waddle.
Yeah.
But if Jonnu Smith, in the position that he plays, cannot be a threat, i.e. Kittles or someone of that nature, then whoever you put there doesn't matter, because as of the last couple of years, no touchdowns. By the tight end.
Of course.
If you make the tight end a threat, it opens up Waddle and Tyreek. So that's what the purpose of moving him around is for.
I saw something yesterday too in practice I want to tell you about. But I gotta take a break. It was so good yesterday. I saw a Tua superpower that I had not gotten to see up close before.
What?
Wow. Back after this. Wow.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
Yeah, Dub. Get that munion. Notorious. Welcome back, everybody. Notorious. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Tua Tagovailoa gets his money body.
Yep, I just saw a thing on Twitter. Any athlete who doesn't stand for the national anthem should be kicked off the team. F you, LeBron. That's where we are now.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Saw him standing on Serbia. It seemed like that was
you're going to kick LeBron off this team? Did you see that?
Can I just say, you know what's crazy about that? Years ago, they used to play the national anthem before the teams got out.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an agreement they have with the armed forces to play it while we're out there.
Mm.
So when I started, I'd never heard the national anthem played before a game. And then it kind of, they did it for like big TV games and stuff like that. Even when they had singers, never was out there.
Did they play the national anthem before the games yesterday? I thought they usually play the national anthems not till the medal games.
I don't know. I think they play them for every country.
Oh, I thought you only get your national anthem played like when you win the gold.
No.
That was like a big thing. Like you stand on the podium, you listen to your anthem.
Right. No, but isn't it's just, dude, we make mountains out of molehills.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
Like when you watch a game at home, do you stand up when the national anthem's played? Only the people on TV got to stand up.
I do like, when I'm covering a Heat game because I don't want to get that side eye.
Well, that's yeah, and you're just trying not to. You're trying to look the part.
Well, they also do the hometown heroes. I feel good for the local. Either they got somebody from the Army coming back, or you know,
honoring the guy for his service.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. That's a different situation. And it's not a knock on, why does people think that if you don't stand, it's a knock on you being an American?
Schmeathen says it's only played at the medal presentation, idiots. That's what I thought too. And also, okay, then, LeBron was like, he was the flag bearer. Like, is somebody angry at Twitter at an old thing? Is that what they're just doing?
It's a LeBron thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. It says
does the guy have a like one of those C's with the little mark over it? Because man, I mean, he gave it to Serbia.
I don't know.
I think he's president of Serbia now.
Hey, and why? Can I ask a question? This always confuses me, right? Because it started with Spain, who is ESP, right?
Yeah.
That doesn't say Serbia on the front of their jersey. Right.
In their language, it does.
No, I know they play Serbia. That ain't Serbia. Like, it didn't have not one damn vowel in that.
I mean, that's what Serbia's
except
doing.
Except at the end.
There's a lot of Serbians I did not recognize. I think Joker's thinking about it. He was like, man. He's like, hey, we can't play the kid from Miami. He is in the NBA.
I saw a crazy stat that said when Joker was on the court, the game was tied. In the 9 minutes of rest he had, we had a 26-point margin of victory.
It felt like it. It felt like it. He's really good. He's incredible. But
it's just and you know what makes him so good? He does everything at his own pace.
Yep.
Right? It's like you could be going fast as hell on defense. He goes, I go at my pace.
Hmm. Stun Steve says, you guys know that other countries have different alphabets.
Yeah.
Okay, Stun Steve. Well, why don't you get the Serbian? Show me how does that say Serbia?
I know that they got a lot of C's with different things over them.
Right. Like letter has 8 different symbols over the top and you say it differently?
They got a C with a little curly pigtail thingy on the bottom of it. I don't know. I can't keep up.
But I'm just saying.
I think the national anthem did play.
Huh?
According to AP News, they begin their article. This is Tim Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron James was feeling some nervousness, some butterflies, maybe even a bit of angst as he listened to the national anthem play before his first Olympic game in 12 years.
Yeah.
So I guess it's not just a medal thing?
Maybe they did.
They did. Yeah.
I don't know.
I know they did. I'm not going
to. Because I didn't watch it live yesterday. I was at camp, and then I watched the replay on Peacock. And that's how the guy Love Island says it.
Interesting. I get. Different countries have different alphabet.
Hmm?
But that does not say Serbia. I don't care what you say to me.
But you already kind of nailed it with España. Like, it's not, that's not.
Yeah.
It's like.
But I forgot what it means. But it's still.
It means Spain.
Like, no, it doesn't mean Spain.
It does.
No, it's España? Like three words.
What?
No, it's ESP. No, it's España. Yeah, you're right.
Thank
you're
you.
Right. It's Spain.
Minus one.
All right, minus one.
Minus one.
So, but still, right? Okay.
For lying.
That means Spain. Okay, I got you. Okay. Serbia, S-J-B-I-C, like, just use whatever letter you want. Yeah, it's Serbia. I'm just saying.
No, I do remember a J in there. I was like, oh.
Yes, there's a J. How do you pronounce that damn J?
Ha, Serbia, ha.
Oh, no. You know, okay, I'm like, what?
Maybe he turned into an
right.
It's it looks like it's S-R-B-I-J-A.
Okay, but yeah. J-A in like, that's how Spanish people laugh. They don't do LOL. They ja-ja-ja-ja-ja-ja.
They ja-ja-ja, yeah.
That's ha-ha, like James. So far, they just took out that second E and they're abbreviating, dude. Serbia.
Serbia.
Ha. Ha.
Okay.
Okay, so let me see. How do you spell Serbia in Serbian?
Mm. And you have to do that in English. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. And so, okay, so in Serbia, it is S-R-B-I-J-A. That's how it's spelled.
Serbia.
But the letters are... but the R has like a little... over
see,
it.
See, when we start putting symbols above letters... Right. Where do I find that on the keyboard?
You can. I mean, you just got to hold it down. Well, maybe not you. You have that stupid Android flip thing.
I'm not talking about the phone. It's okay. Give me any opportunity to talk about.
Talk about the little boxes you sent us. Say, oh, look at Tadpole. Can't see him. He's too little.
Sick of it. If Tate stops and says, you guys just learning of other languages?
No. It's not that.
I think it is that.
It's not that. Hold on. When they did the little boat parade, I watched some of that. And they put like five countries on one boat. And then there was one country that had a pontoon boat. I'm like, wow.
You know who matters.
I mean, there were some countries that had like 400 or 500 people.
But it's like I was watching air shooting, which, oh, man.
Underwhelming.
Underwhelming, dude.
I told you.
Like, what is that? Like the thing that is like a little mouse fart out of the gun. Like, how come they don't just have like a real rifle? That's shooting.
Yeah. Because
it's I don't know.
I was sitting there and they were like, it's like they sit there and they have like the gun is like up against their cheek, but it's like they're looking in the gun, right? And then like they hold it like this, like with the palm up, and they're like, they're kind of like moving the scope.
Okay.
They have a
visor on. Like, they look like stormtroopers. Hmm. But you know that gun's not firing anything. And then it just goes, all right, here's the shot. And then it just, like, shows up on the target. Like, you don't even see it shoot.
Can I just say this? I was most disappointed in one sport. And I flip through them. I like to watch them. Right? I peruse on a commercial with what I'm really watching. Let me explain to you something. Fencing.
Oh,
it's a big fat minus one, because every time they go, ah, and everybody cheers like they got him.
Minus one.
Right? Everybody cheers like they got him. Who hit who?
Well, you have like, I saw a huge comeback because I was watching France versus whoever was representing the Republic of China. Oh. Which I also
because they had the red mask. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, it was a big comeback because I believe it was a Kong, I believe was her name. She came back. She was down like 7-1. Wow. Came all the way back to win the gold.
Wow.
Yep.
Can I just, now tell me, could you tell when one of them got hit?
No, I had to see the
line. Or the guy was on skates, he was going backwards. Why are they attached to a rope?
I don't know.
He was on skates, right? He was backing up. He got to the back of his little area and then just did the splits. I'm like, you should have started with
I think there's, I think you do have to engage. I think like that has something to do with it too. Like, I don't think you can't be soft and like stay away from the sword. Like, they'll say, you know, they like, you have to engage in conflict. They don't want you just standing off.
En garde. Touché.
Hey,
but Kong.
All you hear is, yeah. I'm like, who hit who?
And then, Carl, who's on the call, he goes, that's a double touch.
Oh,
each get a point.
Vivian Kong.
She was good.
Yeah.
She switched swords and then she couldn't be stopped.
Oh, she switched swords.
Yeah, switch swords.
It's like switching a bat and hitting a home.
Do those things get bent up? It seems like they would bend a lot.
They look like it, yeah.
Left-handed, by the way. Wow.
Oh, wait, do you have to? Does everybody have to do it with the same hand? Because it would be weird if you had a left on right. Because
southpaws are always tricky.
Hey, that's like boxing. Sometimes guys left handed, other guys right handed. You never know.
But I got to tell you, that lasted all of 3 seconds.
Mm.
And I said, I would rather just turn my TV off than watch that.
Really?
Mm. I watch some basketball.
We got swimming on right now.
Let me tell you what I watched. What
time is it over there?
I watched you, Tobin. You almost won the gold in the Show Pony Awards.
Why?
Them horses, they doing it to music, and then they back that ass up, right? I'm like, they had the horse did everything but the stanky leg. I said, that's your winner right there.
By the way, there's an update from Dolphins camp from Barry Jackson. No Cam Smith here at Dolphins practice yesterday. He limped off yesterday. Severity still being assessed. I saw that yesterday. That happened right in front of me.
He
was doing individuals, and then he tried putting on a compression sleeve. I'll tell you one thing that was gross, though.
Oh, no.
Put on this cleat with no socks.
Ooh.
Stinky.
That's a new thing, dude. What Tyreek does that, too.
Why?
Mm.
I don't know. All of the people that run fast, they don't wear socks.
I don't like that.
It's crazy. Mm. Don't get taped. Dude, I was taped up, spatted, and... Oh, my goodness.
I did see the tennis shoes yesterday taped up. When Kendall Lamb was talking, I was like, oh, look at that. The tennis shoes.
Mm.
Taped. He was taped up, though.
Yeah, but that's a new thing. That's a new thing with the sock that goes to the ankle and then nothing.
Yeah.
That's really a new thing. I've never seen it. And it's weird. And it's amazing because... It's only the fast guys, the cornerbacks and the wide receivers, the DBs and the wide receivers.
Tell you who showed me something yesterday, though.
Huh?
Tell you who showed me something yesterday?
Mm.
Storm Duck.
Oh! What'd he do?
Shouldn't be that hard, right?
What do you mean?
To show you something.
No, that's not fair. Had a nice breakup in red zone drills. Almost had it picked off. Almost.
All right.
Almost. Now, he's not getting made fun of like Mike McDaniel was making fun of one of the linebackers. Because Mike McDaniel told one of the linebackers to go sign up for volleyball. Your spike is going great.
Oh.
Yeah. He was suggesting that maybe you should catch it.
Yikes.
Oh, man.
Take a break.
There's not more debilitating than the other team throwing us an interception in your end zone, right?
Yeah.
So when you see that ball up in the air like that and you a coach or a player, you don't want to I lost a championship game like that.
Oof.
Dude tried... Ball got batted up in the air. He tried to cradle it, and it went right through the wickets.
Oof.
They scored on the next play to go into overtime.
Take a break. Our Tua. Hey, got that money on. Back after this.
Daddy loves you guys.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Tua Tagovailoa gets his money body.
Yep, I just saw a thing on Twitter.
What'd you say?
Any athlete who doesn't stand for the national anthem should be kicked off the team. F you, LeBron. That's where we are now.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So I'm standing on Serbia. It seemed like that was
you're going to kick LeBron off the team? Did you see that?
Can I just say, you know what's crazy about that? Years ago, they used to play the national anthem before the teams got out.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an agreement they have with the armed forces to play it while we're out there.
Mm.
So when I started, I never heard the national anthem played before a game. And then it kind of, they did it for like big TV games and stuff like that. Even when they had singers, never was out there.
Did they play the national anthem before the games yesterday? I thought they usually play the national anthems not till the medal games.
I don't know. I think they play them for every country.
Oh, I thought you only get your national anthem played like when you win the gold.
No.
That was like a big thing. Like you stand on the podium, you listen to your anthem.
Right. No, but it's just, dude, we make mountains out of molehills.
Sure,
right?
Sure. Sure.
Like, when you watch a game at home, do you stand up when the national anthem's played? Only the people on TV got to stand up?
I do like, when I'm covering a Heat game because I don't want to get that side eye.
Well, that's, yeah. And you're just trying to look the part.
Well, they also do the hometown heroes. I feel good for the local. Either they got somebody from the Army coming back, or you know,
honoring the guy for his service.
Yeah,
right. Yes. That's a different situation, and it's not a knock on. Why does people think that if you don't stand, it's a knock on you being an American?
Schmeathen says it's only played at the medal presentation, you idiots. That's what I thought too. That's what I thought too. And also, okay, then, LeBron was like, he was the flag bearer. Like, is somebody angry at Twitter an old thing? Is that what they're just doing?
It's LeBron thing. LeBron thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. It says,
does the guy have a like one of those C's with the little mark over it? Because man, I mean, he gave it to Serbia yesterday.
I don't know.
I think he's president of Serbia now.
Hey, and why? Can I ask a question? This always confuses me, right? Because it started with Spain, who is ESP, right?
Yeah.
That doesn't say Serbia on the front of their jersey. Right.
In their language, it does.
I'm like, I know they play Serbia. That ain't Serbia. Like, it didn't have not one damn vowel in that.
I mean, that's what Serbia's
except
doing.
Except at the end.
There's a lot of Serbians I did not recognize. I think Joker's thinking about it. He was like, man. He's like, hey, we can't play the kid from Miami. He is in the NBA.
I saw a crazy stat that said when Joker was on the court, the game was tied. In the 9 minutes of rest he had, we had a 26-point margin of victory.
It felt like it. It felt like it. He's really good. He's incredible.
But it's just, and you know what makes him so good? He does everything at his own pace.
Yep.
Right? It's like you could be going fast as hell on defense. He goes, I go at my pace. Hmm.
Stun Steve says, you guys know that other countries have different alphabets.
Yeah.
Okay, Stun Steve. Well, why don't you get the Serbian back? Show me how does that say Serbia?
I know that they got a lot of C's with different things over them.
Right. Like one letter has 8 different symbols over the top, and you say it differently?
They got a C with a little curly pigtail thingy on the bottom of it. I don't know. We can't keep up.
But I'm just saying.
I think the national anthem did play.
Huh?
According to AP News, they begin their article. This is Tim Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron James is feeling some nervousness, some butterflies, maybe even a bit of angst as he listens to the national anthem play before his first Olympic game in 12 years.
Yeah.
So I guess it's not just a medal thing?
Maybe they did.
They did.
Yeah. I don't know.
I know they did. I'm not going
to. Because I didn't watch it live yesterday. I was at camp, and then I watched the replay on Peacock. And that's how the guy
from
Love Island says it.
I get. Different countries have different alphabet.
Hmm?
But that does not say Serbia. I don't care what you say to me.
But you already kind of nailed it with España. Like, it's not, that's not.
Yeah.
It's like.
But I forgot what it means. But it's still
it means Spain.
Like, no, it doesn't mean Spain.
It does.
It's España? Like three words.
What?
No, it's ESP. It's España. Yeah, you're right.
Thank
you're
you.
You're right. It's
minus one.
All right, minus one.
Minus one.
So, but still, right? Okay.
For lying.
That means Spain. Okay, I got you. Okay. Serbia. SJBIC. Like, just use whatever levity you want. Yeah, it's Serbia. I'm just saying.
No, I do remember a J in there. I was like, oh.
Yes, there's a J. How do you pronounce that damn J?
Ha, Serbia. Ha.
Oh no! You know, okay, I'm like,
what?
he turned into an artist.
Right.
It's it looks like it's S R B I J A.
Okay, but J A in like that's how Spanish people laugh. They don't do LOL. They ja ja ja.
They ja ja ja. Yeah.
That's ha like James. So far. They just took out that second E and they're abbreviating, dude. Serbia.
Serbia.
Ha.
Well, okay.
Okay, so let me see.
Jaime Jaquez.
Do you spell Serbia in Serbian?
Mm. And you have to do that in English. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. It's okay, so in Serbia, it is S-R-B-I-J-A. That's how it's spelled.
Serbia.
But the letters are... but the R has like a little over
see,
it.
See, when we start putting symbols above letters, right. Where do I find that on the keyboard?
You can. I mean, you just got to hold it down. Well, maybe not you. You have that stupid Android flip thing.
No, no, no. I'm talking about the phone. any opportunity to talk about.
Talk about the little boxes you sent us? Say, oh, look at Tadpole. Can't see him. He's too little. Look at it.
If Tate stops and says, are you guys just learning of other languages?
No. It's not that.
I think it is that.
It's not that. Hold on. When they did the little boat parade, I watched some of that. The boat parade. And they put like five countries on one boat. And then there was one country that had a pontoon boat. I'm like, wow.
You know who matters.
I mean, there were some countries that had like 400 or 500 people.
But it's like I was watching air shooting, which, man.
Underwhelming,
dude.
I told you.
Like, what is that? Like the thing that is like a little mouse fart out of the gun. Like, how come they don't just have like a real rifle? That's shooting.
Yeah. Because
it's I don't know.
I was sitting there and they were like, it's like they sit there and they have like the gun is like up against their cheek, but it's like they're looking in the gun, right? And then like they hold it like this, like with the palm up, and they're like, they're kind of like moving the scope.
Okay.
What are they trying
and
to
they have a
safe?
They have a visor on, like they look like stormtroopers, but you know that gun's not firing anything. And then it just goes, all right, here's the shot, and then it just like shows up on the target, like you don't even
and
see
I,
it shoot.
I just say this: I was most disappointed in one sport, and I flipped through them. I like to watch them, right? I peruse on a commercial with what I'm really watching. Let me explain to you something: fencing.
Oh,
it's a big fat minus one, because every time they go, and everybody cheers like they got him.
Minus one.
Right? Everybody cheers like they got him. Who hit who?
Well, you had like, I saw a huge comeback because I was watching France versus whoever was representing the Republic of China.
Oh.
Which I also
because they had the red mask. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, it was a big comeback because I believe it was a Kong, I believe was her name. She came back. She was down like 7-1. Wow. Came all the way back to win the gold.
Wow.
Yep.
Can I just, now tell me, could you tell when one of them got hit?
No, I had to see the
light. Or the guy was on skates, he was going backwards. Why are they attached to a rope?
I don't know.
He was on skates, right? He was backing up. He got to the back of his little area and then just did the splits. I'm like, you should have started with
I think there's, I think you do have to engage. I think like that has something to do with it too. Like, I don't think you can't be soft and like stay away from the sword. Like they'll say, you know, you have to engage in conflict. They don't want you just standing off.
On guard. Touché.
Hey,
but Kong.
All years. Yeah. I'm like, who hit who?
And then Carl, who's on the call, he goes, that's a double touch. Double touch.
Oh.
Each get a point.
Vivian Kong.
She was good.
Yeah.
She switched swords and then she couldn't be stopped.
Oh, she switched swords.
Yeah, switched swords.
It's like switching a bat and hitting a home.
Do those things get bent up? It seems like they would bend a lot.
They look like it, yeah.
Left-handed, by the way. Wow.
Oh, wait, do you have to? Does everybody have to do it with the same hand? Because it would be weird if you had a left on right. Because
southpaws are always tricky.
Hey, that's like boxing. Sometimes guys left-handed, other guys right-handed. You never know.
But I got to tell you, that lasted all of 3 seconds.
Mm.
And I said, I would rather just turn my TV off than watch that.
Really?
I watched some basketball.
We got swimming on right now.
Let me tell you what I watched. What
time is it over there?
I watched you, Tobin. You almost won the gold in the Show Pony Awards.
Why?
Them horses, they doing it to music, and then they back that ass up, right? I'm like, they had the horse did everything but the staking leg. I said, that's your winner right there.
By the way, there's an update from Dolphins camp from Barry Jackson. No Cam Smith here at Dolphins practice yesterday.
Oh,
he limped off yesterday. Severity still being assessed. I saw that yesterday. That happened right in front of me.
Oh.
He was doing individuals, and then he tried putting on a compression sleeve. I'll tell you one thing that was gross, though.
Oh, no.
Put on this cleat with no socks.
Ooh.
Stinky.
That's a new thing, dude. Tyreek does that, too.
Why?
I don't know. All of the people that run fast, they don't wear socks.
I don't like that.
It's crazy. Don't get taped. Dude, I was taped up, spatted, and oh my goodness.
I did see the tennis shoes yesterday taped up. When Kendall Lamb was talking, I was like, oh, look at that. The tennis shoes. Taped. He was taped up, though.
Yeah, but that's a new thing. That's a new thing with the sock that goes to the ankle and then nothing.
Yeah.
That's really a new thing. I've never seen it. And it's weird. And it's amazing because it's only the fast guys, the cornerbacks and the wide receivers, the DBs and the wide receivers.
Tell you who showed me something yesterday, though.
Huh?
Tell you who showed me something yesterday? Storm Duck.
Oh, what'd he do?
Shouldn't be that hard, right?
What do you
to show you something?
No, that's not fair. Had a nice breakup in red zone drills. Almost had it picked off. Almost.
All right.
Almost. Now he's not getting made fun of like Mike McDaniel was making fun of one of the linebackers because Mike McDaniel told one of the linebackers to go sign up for volleyball. Your spike is going great.
Oh,
yeah. He was suggesting that maybe he should catch it.
Yikes!
Oh man,
take a break.
There's not more debilitating than the other team throwing us an interception in your end zone, right?
Yeah.
So when you see that ball up in the air like that, and you a coach or a player, you don't want to buy. I lost a championship game like that.
Oof.
Ball got batted up in the air. He tried to cradle it, and it went right through the wickets. Oof. They scored on the next play to go into overtime.
Take a break. Our Tua. Hey, got that money on. Back after this.
Daddy loves you guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.